Since the earliest days of American spaceflight, the facility located on Merrit Island has played a crucial role. In 1961, Alan Shepard blasted off from Kennedy to become the first American in space. In 1962, astronaut John Glenn lifted off from Cape Canaveral, becoming the first American to orbit the Earth. Originally called Launch Operations Center, the facility was named Kennedy Space Center after the death of President John F. Kennedy, who kicked off the race to get U.S. astronauts to the moon. The center has seen ups and downs over the last 50 years. It was hit hard by layoffs after the end of the Apollo program in the early 1970s and the Space Shuttle program, which stopped last year. Now commercial companies are beginning to use some of the launch facilities as they develop their own spacecraft to get to the International Space Station. In the meantime, NASA is focused on returning to manned deep space exploration. On Monday, the space agency's next generation Orion capsule, slated for NASA's next round of future missions, will be unveiled to the media. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.